30 years ago, China's leaders sent in tanks and armoured soldiers to crush a six-week-long student protest calling for democratic reforms. Now the current leaders are doing their best to make sure no one on mainland China publicly marks the anniversary. The Tiananmen Square crackdown of 1989 has long been heavily censored, and some of today's students in Beijing have never even heard of it. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
30 years ago, the student protesters who filled Tiananmen Square in the heart of Beijing mainly came from the campuses of the city's universities. Old footage reveals fresh-faced students speaking openly to international reporters.
Are you scared that the troops might come, that you might be hurt?
Me? I'm not afraid. Because no people are afraid of the force.
These days, things couldn't be more different. The square is so heavily secured that when AM tried to visit, we were stopped at a police checkpoint, surrounded by 8 officers, and told foreign journalists can't visit without permission. We were then followed by 4 security agents on the subway across to the other side of town. And up on the university campuses in Beijing's northwest, many students are nervous and even fearful to talk about the anniversary. Some students ran away when we asked if they know the significance of June the 4th. Others, like this management student from one of Beijing's top universities, couldn't recognise the iconic tank man image from 1989.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen this picture, but I've maybe seen similar images.
A 19-year-old law student who didn't want us to use his name knew the tank man photo.
Yes, I've seen this photo. What's the purpose of publishing it in international media? There's really nothing I can say. I don't know what my friends know about it. We never talk about it.
A postgraduate student from Beijing's Renmin University told AM it wouldn't be good for her career prospects to talk about the anniversary.
The political environment here is getting tighter and tighter. I have a critical view, but I feel powerless to change things.
Several other students AM spoke to hadn't heard of the 1989 protests or weren't even aware of the sensitivity around the topic. But a 20-year-old accounting student from Beijing's University of Mining and Technology said while he wasn't sure exactly what happened, he believes what the government did was correct. He didn't want to do an interview, but said what he wants for China is different to what the students of 1989 wanted. Within mainland China, the history of the Tiananmen Square protests isn't completely censored. An internet search brings up a succinct government view of what happened, but no pictures or details, nor is there any mention of the anniversary in state media. As the snapshot of students shows, the censorship has largely worked. If today's generation of students know anything about the Tiananmen Square crackdown, it's to steer well clear of the topic. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.